start quite rapidly. Thanks for your indulgence. If everybody could kindly take their seats. Thank you very much. If everybody could kindly take their seats, thank you very much. We have just up under 1 hour for this panel, which is an extremely important one on national implementation. My name is Sarah Rattray. I'm from the United Nations Development Programme, and I'm very pleased to moderate this panel. Thank you very much to GANRI for inviting us to do so. We have four excellent speakers, one of which has to depart slightly early with apologies, but we'll quickly turn to her as the first speaker. But I'd like to just open this panel by acknowledging the importance that the Global Compact puts on national implementation. The Global Compact is, of course, a cooperative partnership framework, and its focus now as we move ahead following the success of adoption is really on implementation on the ground. And that's a reason why this conference is so critical. And in that respect, I'd also like to acknowledge the timeliness of this conference. It's only been a matter of weeks since the compact has been adopted, and we're already sitting together to talk about the way ahead. I think in 2015, it was only 10 days after the SDG resolution was adopted that we all sat together to discuss the way ahead. And GANRI, again, is right, one of the first global bodies pushing ahead as quickly as possible. So there are some specific questions we've asked the panelists to consider in their interventions. But the framework is really, of course, the Global Compact, and the fact that it so explicitly mentions that not only is it grounded in human rights, but the implementation itself must be consistent with rights and with international law. And NHRIs, of course, are specifically referenced in many of the objectives and the preamble, and considered a relevant stakeholder when it comes to cooperation and partnership for implementation. So they're extremely well placed in the document. But as we go ahead, the question is how we support, NHRIs support the national response, and specifically, of course, the progress discussions and national action plans. So the questions that the panelists have been asked to consider from their own perspectives, of course, is how. What can we learn from rights-based national action planning based on NHRI experience? How can the role of NHRIs be used to identify priority areas? I think one of the earlier panelists in the previous session mentioned one of the challenges NHRIs may have are indeed setting priorities within their national contexts. What roles NHRIs can play to support participatory planning and monitoring? How NHRIs can contribute to the ensuring differential and gendered impact discussions of the policy. This is a very critical point, and how we can support platforms where women and girls are specifically engaged. An additional question that I'm putting forward, I'm abusing my role as moderator, is to look as well about the complementarity of the Global Compact into the Sustainable Development Goals, as the Global Compact specifically mentions implementation can support the SDGs. So without any further ado, I'm very pleased to introduce the Commissioner for Human Rights for the Council of Europe, Madam Dunja Mijatović, who has held this position since April of last year and previously served as the OSCE representative of the Freedom of the Media, the Director of Broadcasts of Communications in the regulatory body of her home country, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and numerous other auspicious positions. So I'll pass to you, madam. Thank you.
Pleasure to be here and to have this